You're on Mem Zayin with base at the bottom. Yochanan Kohen Gadol Hever Hodoyas HaMaisa. The Yochanan Hagadol stopped the din of Didoy Maiser. My time, Om Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanino, the Fishay Nosim, also Kitikuno. Because they never didn't give Maiser anymore the way it's supposed to be given, which means the following. The Rachmon Omar, the Ahavi Leviim, Maiser Rishon, the Torah says, goes to the Leviim, the Anan Koyavino Le Kohanim. And we give it, we'll see in 1 second, either also to Kohanim or only to Kohanim. Because of the Knas, because when Ezra came back to Eretz Israel, a lot of the Leviim didn't come, and he had to go send for them. So they gave a Knas to the Leviim, they won't get Maiser anymore. And that they'll give it to the Kohanim, and also to the Leviim, or only to the Kohanim. And he had a right to do that, because the Maiser, the Kohanim were also called Leviim, HaKohanim HaLeviim. The Lodi Ashar Maiser, the Gemara says, fine, so don't say that. Say that, you know, Biarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis, speak about all the other Maisers except for Maiser Rishon. So you can say the Vidui, that you did everything properly on everything else. Amrei Shlokesh Kol Bayis She'ein Misvada Al Maiser Rishon Shuvei Misvada Al Shar Maisers. No, if you're not Misvada on Maiser Rishon, then you can't be Misvada on the other ones either. It has to be a package deal. Right? And the reason it says Bayis Kol Bayis, because Biarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. So unless you got everything out of the house properly, you can't say this vidui. Rashi. The Anyan Yahavi Leila Kohanim, the Kansinu Ezra. Ezra was Kones the Leviim, Kidamriam Biavamos. The Kivan de Eno Nosin Kitikunan, and Yechol Nomar Vegam the Sati Vlalevi, Kechol Mitzvosecho. You can't say that it's a sheker. You can't say the vidui that I gave it also to the Levi, kechomitz vasecho, because you didn't give it to the Levi. You gave it to the Kohen. Okay. My time on Rabbi Yehoel, upasuk ba'akosuf trila. Since the, why do you have to be able to say also Maiser Rishon? Because the pasuk starts with that. The gamnesati va'levi, la'ger, la'yosun, la'mona. Michlau dafrushi having mafarshi, mashma that they were mafrish meiser, just that they gave it to somebody else. V'hatanya afu bitles avidoi the gozel admai. Meiser, what's it called? Yochanan Kohen Gadol did two things. He was mavatel the vidoi, and he also was mesakin that you have to take, if you buy tvua from an amhaoret, you have to take off trumas and meisers. Because we're not sure, even if the amhaoret said that he took off trumas and meisers, you can't believe him. And you have to take off again. So it's mashma that they didn't take off Maiser Rishon. Right? Because the problem here was not that they didn't take it off. That's why you couldn't say vidui. It's because they took it off, but they gave it to the wrong person. They were forced to give it to the wrong person. The Fisha Shola B'chol Gvul Yisrael, why was he masakin the Inyan of Demai? Because he sent throughout all the borders of Eretz Yisrael to find out if people were taking off Shumas and Maisers. And he found that the people were only taking off Truma Gedola because they knew that if you eat Truma, you're Chayiv Misa. So therefore, they took off Truma. But the other Maisers, they didn't take off. Maiser Rishon or Maiser Sheni, Miksosa Maser, Miksosa Nemes Maser. Some people did, some people didn't. Omer Lohem, Bonai Bova, Omer Lohem, Keshem Shah Truma Gedola Yeshba Avon Misa, just like if you eat Truma, Yechayev Misa, so they were mafresh and gave it to the Kohen, kach trumas meiser, v'tevel, yesh bohen oven Misa. If you're not mafresh, all of the matanos, the thing remains tevel. And tevel's chayev Misa too. And trumas meiser, right, the one-tenth that the Levi gives to the Kohen from his tenth, also is osur be'achila to anybody but a Kohen, and it's chayev Misa if you eat it. Omad v'hiskin lohem, Halokeach Peros Mi Amoris Mafresh Mi and Maiser Rishon or Maiser Sheni, right? So he's Misakin that the Demai, that if you bought something from an Amoritz, even if he claimed that he took off Trumas and Maisers, you don't believe him, you have to take off again Maiser Rishon or Maiser Oni or Maiser Sheni. You don't have to take off Truma because they had a Chazaka that they had Truma. Today we don't have Demai, we have Sofik. Right? Today, it's not a question of, over there, it's Rov Ameha Oretz or Ma'aser. He was Masakin because of the Miut that you have to take off the Mai. But today the Chazon Ish says Rov people don't take off Trumas and Maisers. They don't know what Bechla, what it is. So it's not demai, it's real suffik. So here, you, what's it called? It's more than, and therefore you have to think of truma too. Not just maiser rishon, maiser sheni, maiser ani. So, mafrish mehem maiser rishon, maiser sheni, maiser rishon, mafrish mehem trumas maiser, and you take off trumas maiser from the maiser rishon, the notion of the kohen, and you give the trumas maiser to the kohen, or maiser sheni, olav ochle b'shalayim, maiser sheni you bring to Yerushalayim and eat it there, or you redeem it and you bring the money to Yerushalayim and buy things to eat in Yerushalayim. And Maiser Rishon or Maiser Ani, and Maiser Rishon or Maiser Ani, Hamotzi Mechaver of Araya, since anybody's allowed to eat Maiser Rishon, you're supposed to give it to the Levi. But once it's separated, anybody could eat it. Okay, except you're stealing it from the Levi if you don't give it to him. And the same thing with Maiser Ani. You're stealing from the Ani if you don't give it to him. But once it's separated, anybody can eat it. It's not osur to eat. Mashain came Trumas Meiser, and Truma, right, is also to eat for anybody by, except the Kohen. So therefore, you tell the Oni, prove that this was Chayiv in Meiser, because maybe the Amoritz took off, and you can take it. If you can't prove it, I'll keep it. And the same thing goes with Meiser Rishon to the Levi. You tell the Levi, prove that I had to take this off, and you can have it. If not, I can eat it. Okay. Samar says no tarte tikkun. So the mice, there was two takonas. Because otherwise, if he only made a takana that they didn't say vidui, mashma, they took it off, but they gave it to the wrong person. Here it's mashma, they didn't take off trumas and mice, so he had to make the takana of demai. Right? There were two takonas. Bitl vidui, de chaverim. First, he said, even the chaverim, who take off Trumas and Maisers, who could say the Vidui for everything else, can't say it for Maiser Rishon, because of the Takana of Ezra that he made them a Knas, that you don't give Maiser Rishon anymore to the Levi, but to the Kohen. Al Hadamai Shalami Oris, and he also made the Gozal Hadamai Shalami Oris, he also made second Zera for Ami Aratzin, that their Tvua needs to take off Trumas and Maisers again, because of Demai. Rashi. Chilov and Asata la Levi is a Maiser Rishon, la Ger is a Maiser Ani, Bishorecha is a Maiser Sheni. Tichsilo Sucha Lecho Bishorecha. So Maiser, the Pasuk in the orders mentions Maiser Rishon first. If you didn't, can't get past that, you can't say the Vidui. Afu Yochanan Kohen Gadol Tevel Utrumas Maiser Oven Misa VeElu Heinan Nisrafin Yalfinen Lo. We learned that if you don't take off the Matanas from the Tvu, it's Tevel Yechayev Misa. And we also learn out that if the Levi didn't take out Trumas Meiser from his Meiser, you're also Chayiv Misa for Trumas Meiser. If somebody is other than a Kohen eats it. Sh'atem lochi me'amoritz, v'heim lohi frishu, ela Truma, right? So then the Ame'oritz for sure took off Truma. But they didn't take off the other Matanos, so that what remains Tevel. And if you eat it, you're Chayiv Misa. Odenu Tevel l'maisris. The Atem nenosha Misa. Mafish Trumas Maiser Venosin Lakohen, Mafish Kola Maisris Mineno, Lahotzi Miritevel. Like we said, Shabbos. Right? Take off the Hafrosha you have to do, so what's left is in Tevel. Now the question is the second mitzvah, giving it to who it belongs to. So the Achrakach Mafish Mitoch Maiser Rion, Trumas Maiser, Masha Al Halevi Lahafrish Venosin Lakohen. Once you take off Maiser Rishon and Maiser Sheni, or Maiser Rishon and Maiser Ani, from the Maiser Rishon you take out another tenth of that, and you give that to the Kohen, right? Mishum de ispe oven misa. That also is chayiv misa if anybody but a Kohen eats it. So achmor alayu shalola akfo etzlo v'limkor lekohen k'shem shu ma'akev etzlo maiser rishon or maiser ani v'omer hamotzi mecharev oraya. The Chora, they could have said the following: we don't know if really the Kohen deserves this maiser trumas maiser, because maybe it wasn't chayiv. So why don't we say the same thing hamotzi mecharev oraya? But what am I going to do with it? I can't eat it. So I'll sell it to the Kohen. Right? You can't get it for free because maybe I didn't have to take it off. I can't eat it, but I'll sell it to you. You can eat it. But you can't get it for free because I'm Otsil Chavera. That didn't want to do. Because then I would hold on to it until I'd sell it and I'd end up eating the Trumas Meiser. So that they wanted you to get rid of. Today we don't give Trumas Meiser to the Kohen because it's Tamei and the Kohen can't eat it anyway. So we dispose of it. That's the more than 100th that's there is Truma. The 100th is Meiser of Meiser Rishon, right? And then we take off Meiser Ani or Meiser Sheni also. We're afraid if he'll hold on to the Trumas Meiser until he can sell it to Cohen, he'll end up eating it. Anybody could eat, right? The Ein Bohem El Gezel Cohen, right? Gezel Levi, what's it called? You're only stealing from the Levi or the Oni. Hilkach Hamotzim Mechaver Ovaraya. Therefore, I was mafreshit, so my tvua now is a mesukin, not tevel anymore. Now you want to take it, right? Because it's yours. No, maybe I didn't have to take off, and it's not yours. So you prove it's yours, you can have it. If not, I'll keep it and eat it. Alma frushe nami lo havi mafreshis. You see that the Stam people weren't mafresh trumas and maisres. Not only that they were mafresh and didn't give it to the right person because of kenas, they weren't mafresh. The at omres lefishe nosnim also kitikunam hafrushi mafreshlo. Masha, they could say the vidui except for the fact that they gave it to the wrong person. But according to this, they didn't take off the chlal. They can't say vidui if you didn't do it properly. Tarte tikun. Olam havoras havados meiser mishum she'enam nosim el osol levimhu. V'hadu tanya lefisha sholach lava bitl es havidui koi el gozer al hadmai koi. Right, that which he sent through Klal Yisrael, that reason he was mevatel levidui was not because they weren't mafresh. That was enough that the amei haaretz shouldn't say vidui, but the chaverim could say vidui. But even the Chaverim couldn't say Vidui because they made a Kakona to give the Meiser to the Kohen instead of the Levi, and you can't say Veganesapti for Levi. The Tarti Takonis Tikin. Bittel Vidu Shal Chaverim Afopishim Afrishin also, the Fishay Nosin also Kitikuno. The Gozer Ladmai Al Okeach Miam Ha'oretz, the Fish Sholach. And he saw that they weren't taking off except for Truma. Okay, let's go on. Okay, the uvaf hu bitle sama orerim. My ma orerim. Omer rechova, bechol yom ve yom shoy you omdim levium al duchan, ve omrim ura loma sishan Hashem. Right, the levium would say after the shir shal yom, ura loma tishan Hashem. Hashem yisbar, get up. Right? So he said, it's not proper to say that. Right? And there was ura ma tishan, they were trying to be ma orer the Rabbanu Shalom to save them from Golus. But the lashon wasn't nice. So he said to them, V'chiyeh shino lefnei amokom, as if the Rebbeinu Shem was sleeping, V'halo kfarnem or hinei lo yonov lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Elo zman shisro shurim b'tzar v'ovdei chochon b'nachas v'shalva l'kach nem ura lo matishan Hashem. So what's the pasuk mean? Ura lo matishan, right? That's kiviyochol when the goyim are on top. And yidin are b'tzar, what's it called? The kiviyachol, the Rabbanu Shalom is not well, right? Because imo nochi bara. But to say it on the duchan as if to say what's it called? The Rabbanu Shalom's asleep. Wake up. That's not proper. Rashi. No Rashi. Okay. There's hanokvim. He also is mevatel nokvim. My nokvim. Omer of Yehuda Omer Shmuel Shoy Mesartin LaEgel Ben Karnov Kidei Sheyipol Dam BeEinov. When they shechted the korbanos, so they would make a scratch above the eyes of the animal, so the blood would go in the eye and it would be blinded and it wouldn't give up so much resistance to the shechita, because you had to turn the animal upside down to shecht it. It's very difficult. Today they do it with pens or with different kinds or with shackles or whatever, which all of the animal rights people are all upset about. But then they also, Samar says, also you bottle. He's mevatel that. Ma'am yishun demezei kimuma. It looks like a mum. Even though the scratching above the eye is not a mum, it's just a scratch, but it looks like a mum. So therefore he was mevatel it. Misarting shayurotzim lahapilo la'oretz l'shochto. When they wanted to put the animal down on the ground, upside down, to shecht it is very difficult to do. Sheyipol dam b'einov, the eino roeh, the eino mischazik kol kach haragla. They can't see; it's not so steady on its feet, so it's easier to turn it over. The nokfin loshim, the nokath sabochi hayar. Yeah, choftin lapilo the oritz, the nokfin loshim chavota umake. Right, nokfin is they threw the animal down. And choftin is they threw it down on the ground, and nokthin is what's it called? They gave it a maka above the eye, so it bled. Kidamrina and ain't on them nokif etzbo, afilo etzbo. A person doesn't bruise his finger unless it's nigzra min hashamayim. Dam nikif maratze kedam olda. And the same with things like dam nikuf. Okay. Tana, kimum, lasnisan tana, shahayu choftin also b'maklos, kadera shahosin also lefnei avodas kochavim. Right, they used to beat the animal with maklos, what's it called, like they do by goyim, and that's how they used to knock it down. Amar lohem ad mosei atem machilim develus lemizbeach. Maisi said to them, "You're wounding the animal in such a way that it becomes a nevela. You're killing it before the shechita." Mar says nevelus or shochet lo. Maisi wasn't dead; they reshechted it after that. They just weakened it by knocking it down. Right, and the gzeris of shechita that they made in Goyisha countries, they wanted to electrocute the animal, give it an electric shock before they shechted it. It was also makes it a treifa, the same thing. Ela treifas shemanik of krum shalmoch, beating this animal, maybe you made a hole in the membrane over the brain, and that's a treifa. So amad v'hiskinlan tabos bekarko. So what did they do instead? They had rings on the ground, and they would turn the animal over and put the neck through the ring so the animal would stay still when they shechted it. Ad yomav hayapatish makab Yerushalayim b'cholo shomoid. Kol yomav lo haya adam tzorech lishol al admai kedam moron. Like we said, you don't have to ask anymore because you knew that the chaverim had to take trumas and maisos or maisos again from the demai. Rashi. Kedam moron. Tabos lahachnis savor behema letocho kedamoren shetikein shukol chalukeyem mafrishin. Since everybody who took tvua from an amoritz, even if he claimed he took off trumas and maaser, he had to take again. So nobody had to ask any questions. You knew that if you bought something from a chaver, he had taken trumas and maaser if he had bought it from an amoritz. Because he made a takon and everybody did it.